And now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I'm feeling a little bit the worse for wear, and I've hurt my thumb.
Yeah, and I'm feeling a little bit worse for wear, and I've hurt my thumb.
And we've got two words of the week. Here you go, straight up. The information about them will follow. But a portaloo, Welsh slang for a portaloo, Dr. Pooh's turdis.
Nice.
Apparently, this is the chap chaps, Santa Cruz, California. And the word of the week, I also had a phrase of the week, which I'll tell you about later on, but it's a whole poo world.
A whole poo world.
It's basically when you do such a big poo, you look at it and you're just in a whole poo world.
Nice.
But I'll give it, so basically...
It's very poo-centric.
It's poo-centric. It was just odd that the two things came through pretty much at the same time, and they're both about poo. I thought, fuck it, we'll have both of them. All right?
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry that I'm so spaced out. You'll find out why shortly. We've had a bit of a day of it, haven't we?
Yeah.
And my thumb hurts. So, here's the first song.
Cash and say you got what you came for. It's not enough, and then you say that you want more. And you're obsessed with your look and your status. Can't work out why the other guys hate us. And I've seen the way you look at me. A piece of dirt on your shoe, you choose not to see. You smile, but you don't mean it. Act like you know what you're saying. The truth's that you don't have a clue what words you're saying. And it's okay, cause you say you're a rock star. But just a night, cause other nights you were behind the bar. And I've seen the way you look at me. Another face on the street you choose not to see. You smile, but you don't mean it. Another one to let us down. Are you the certains or just the likelies? Cause when you speak they don't hear a sound. Cause your mind's made up, you see you've got no time for me. You make excuses cause they're all fed up. You lack ability, that much is plain to see. You think you're Elvis and you're all shook up. And it's pretty obvious. You're not a friend of mine. And I've seen the way you look at me. On your shoe, you choose not to see. You smile, but you don't mean it. And you don't know what you want to be. You got your cash, and so you got what you came for.
Hey, nice bit of volume on that there, Dead 60s, Tony.
It's always nice, a bit loud at the
start.
Good
work, I like it a lot. That was Modern Cliches. You've never heard of them, have you?
No.
They got sent to us by Manila PR, thank you very much, they're from Oxfordshire. And that's called You Don't Know What You Want To Be, I Know The Feeling.
Yeah.
And it's from their EP of the same name, I think. Hang on, I've put the thing in the thing. There's Falseness and Fairy Tales, in fact, and this EP is out now. And it's got three tracks on it, it's through Crash Records. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Modern Cliché's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/modern cliche.
No, Modern Clichés.
Oh.
I get going with Modern Clichés.
Oh, okay.
Modern Clichés. Oh, I got okay. In. That is cheeky, but I'm having it. I have to. I've got you, Tony.
Okay.
Poorly being Instep 1, Tony Neil. Modern Clichés are the band. And that is, yes, you'd be right in thinking that is a bit of a mod take on perhaps a slightly more northern band that you may have heard of. So, oh, yeah, okay. It's a mod take. You know that, hey, I bet you look good on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's Oxfordshire getting it right, in my opinion.
Oh, good.
Well done, Modern Clichés. Good mod work. Right, and Modern Clichés and mod work. A little bit of mod at the start. This show's all over the music's all over the place this week. It's going to be funny. We've got a great song coming up in the second half of the show.
Nice.
Convoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Right, MySpace Latest Comment. I'm sorry, by the way, to all of you lovely listeners out there in podcast land. We are completely fucked, basically. So hopefully funny stuff will happen.
We hope so.
It probably will now, in fact, because it's MySpace Latest Comments time. It is. It's all going to go wrong here, in fact. This is, if you'd like to get in touch, it's myspace.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment. Add us as a friend. Hang about on our page and stuff, doing it. This is from, haven't even heard the latest show yet, but I'm sure it's amazing. Love and kisses, Chris, who is still from Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he says. Have I lost something there?
I have no idea.
Probably have.
No.
Dearest, but this is where it all goes wrong, Tony. This is from Amanda Narden from Canada Narden.
Right.
You may remember on, I believe, last week's show.
I said,
has she blossomed?
I remember.
I said, she's blossomed, hasn't she? Like that. And I didn't mean it in quite the pervy way it's been taken. But I just meant, she's grown up. But anyway, she sent us a mess. She just immediately MySpaced our page when she did it. And dearest Paul, for your information, I've had double D since I was 12. I just don't show them off because I'm not a little slut. What's happened to the music there?
Oh, we've got just like desk issues. It's all right.
Oh, right.
It's all right. Everything's okay on the right hand side of us.
Okay, all right. Yeah, all right, that's weird. All right, I'll have to read that again now. Dearest Paul, for your information, I've had double D since I was 12. I just don't show them off because I'm not a little slut. And dearest Tony, FYI, I'm only a couple of months off being legal. Sincerely, Amanda Narden. Now, the thing is,
I still wouldn't stand up in court there, would it?
No, but it would. As long as it was over here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Because it's 18 over there, but it's 16 here. That's what you have to bear in mind, darling. You are legal in this country. England. Not that makes it all right.
No. I think it's safe to just abort this link right now.
Yeah. I think. But no, it has to be said. So anyway, I sent her a message back going, yeah, thanks for that. That is, well, it's a bit dodgy. Like that. And she went, a bit dodgy for Punky. Christ, I was worried of other stuff and I had to delete that comment immediately.
Okay.
There has been a comment deleted from our MySpace page this week because, mate, it was like, it was just, it had gone off. It was like, you can't write that. Jesus.
So tell me afterwards.
Yeah, I got rid of Amanda Narden. You might not be legal yet, but you're a pain. Anyway, but thank you for the comment. We love getting your comments, and I'm really glad you've had a pair of double D since you were 12.
Nice.
That's just what I needed to know. Word of the week. Suggestion, a whole poo world. Definition. A big poo, which is large, and leaves a big load in the pan. That's kind of the same again.
Nice.
For example, remember that curry eating competition I had to get to? Remember that curry eating competition? I had to get to the box. It was like a whole poo world in there. Does that make any more sense now?
No.
No. Anyway, I'm in a whole poo world, clearly, at the moment, aren't I? My trousers are, yeah. No, it's not actual poo, though.
Isn't it?
We're painting a picture here. I fell over at a muddy festival.
Lots of mud. Or poo.
It was mud.
Was it really?
It was mud.
Okay.
Lots of mud.
Alright.
I'll tell you, man, I've got some other news for you, but we'll do it later because you've got a twat, haven't you?
Yeah, but that's the next section. Podcast Alley.
Oh, yeah, that's right. God, I'm losing it, aren't I?
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, have you got any Podcast Alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for your votes and comments so far this month. But hey, there's still many of you out there who haven't voted, so please do vote for us.
Yes, do. We haven't had as many as we normally get, so get on with it.
Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment if you wish, because we read out the best comments. And thank you all for your comments so far. There are loads. Thank you very much. Punky rocks.
It does. Not this week.
I've listened to you fellas for quite a while now, and I feel that my co-workers think
we can't even read, can
we? I've gone mad. I always thought that people who laughed at themselves needed an asylum, and I bet that's what they think of me. Keep the great show of music. I can't stop listening to the Guanabats. Thanks, Trevor.
What a great problem Wisconsin. To be in. Trevor in Wisconsin, well done for not being able to stop listening to the Guanabats.
Very nice.
But we have got some music coming up this show that you won't be able to stop listening to either, trust me.
Excellent.
The music's going to make up for me.
And me.
And you, yeah. We're both crap.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks for the laughs and great music. It's quite fun. Trevor again from Wisconsin.
Thank you, Trevor.
My mistake there. Vote for Punky. If you haven't been listening for the past 3 years, then you've a lot of catching up to do.
Yes.
Get to work. Happy birthday, Punky. Favourite band from the show, The Go Sheilas. Bill from New York.
Oh, Bill, but good man.
Good listener.
Good man. He likes Oi though, doesn't he?
He does.
Big pardon. Maybe I'll be better now.
Maybe. From the favourite Canard Nard Nardman. Hello, Paul and Tony. Chantelle here. Doing my monthly duty, but with me, it's more like annual, as my computer hates Podcast Alley.
Right.
My band choice is The Dares, Hillbilly Hellcats and Guitar Gangsters. You could almost
again,
do a Canardon request special.
We could do a Canardon request special. And that would be a really nice idea.
Who knows?
So we won't.
What a bunch of smacktards.
What, the whole lot of them?
Lovely music, great humour.
Oh, I see.
And the hosts are simply amazing. See, I've learned since last time. As long as those smacktards keep putting out new shows, I'll keep listening and voting. From Chris from Naptown? Naptown Chris?
Who?
Naptown Chris?
Naptown Chris.
Who knows?
Is he like Camptown Racist?
Camptown, yeah, probably.
Oh, is he like Uptown Girl?
Yeah, that's what I
was it? Naptown Chris. He sends us comments, they're a load of piss. He knew what was coming. I don't mean it, Chris, thank you so much. But he is, from now on, anytime he gets in touch with you, we'll sing
Naptown Chris.
Naptown Chris, yeah.
Okay.
Naptown Chris.
He's got his own theme tune.
He's going out with an ugly little dwarf bloke.
Nice.
Oh no, that was Christy Brinkley. Sorry, Naptown Chris. Naptown Chris. You're cheering me up anyway, if everyone else thinks it's a load of poo, Tom.
Hit him in Twilight and Thebes, book of the theme tunes, go.
I tell you what, we could end up with an album.
Nice.
Is that it?
No, one last one.
Oh, sorry.
It was just lovely, fucking awesome podcast, and that's from S. James.
Thank you, S. James.
Who knows? There you go.
Is it Sid James?
That's what I was thinking.
That would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Oh, well done. Right on cue. Time for track two. This one's mad. Lightning Beatman, back in the house. Reverend Beatman's side project, because he hasn't got enough on his plate.
No.
Is Lightning Beatman, which is basically the Reverend Beatman screaming.
Okay.
With a badly distorted guitar. And I listened to all 19 tracks of it the other night, and I thought my head was going to explode. It's madness. But it's got, I say 19 tracks, it's only officially 16. But the three bonus tracks are great. The three bonus tracks on here are I'm Gonna Kill You Tonight.
Nice.
Wrestling with Satan. And I Love You.
Oh,
the last track is called I Love
the
You.
Ballad of the
I know, it's all completely bonkers all the way through it. And then it just goes, and the last track's called I Love You. We're playing track 7 of Lightning Beatman and his No Talents, the No Hit Wonder. It's all says in front, Brain Fucking Rock and Roll, Bad Taste as an Adults Only, Wrestling Rock and Roll's the name of the album. And it's mad. Lightning Beatman and his No Talent, Wrestling Rock and Roll. Here it goes. I thought I might play Mid Fucking Bitch Ass. But no, and then I thought, oh, should I play Baby Fuck Off? No. Should I play I Wanna Be Your Pussycat? No. I'm going to play Wild Baby Wow.
Okay. Tone.
It's all nuts. It's all nuts. What I want to know is, what is Lightning Beatman's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/LightningBeatman.
No, hasn't got one. MySpace.com/ReverendBeatman.
Okay.
It's the only way I can win this week, because you're going to get the rest of them. It's Paulie B and the Internet 2, Tony Nil, and this is Wild Baby Wow.
Go, go, honey, baby. Wow, yeah, 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 yeah.
How mad is Lightning Beat, man?
Yeah, quite mad.
That's the kind of music that it makes a lot of people angry, doesn't it?
It's a bit weird.
If you sit through that whole album, and I recommend you do, you come out a different person to what you went in.
Okay.
Praise indeed, I think. Praise indeed. Mate Tone.
Yeah, yeah.
This is, of course, the Planet Smashers. We're losing it this week, aren't we? Facebook. If ever I'm a little bit feeling a little bit quirky, I go and make some things up about how I've met some of my friends on Facebook. And if you do add me on Facebook, feel free to do it yourself. This is a combination this week. First up, Karen Penhell McIntosh.
Okay.
Who you may remember I was supposed to read out the last time we did this.
Right.
But I'd accidentally got someone else.
Yeah.
I've got her now.
Okay.
Karen Penhell McIntosh. Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Karen's initials are shared by Kiwis per minute. How do I know this? I ate 9 of them in 60 seconds and got a place in the Guinness Book of Records. And a tummy ache. That's the last time I accept one of her challenges. Jings!
Nice.
Craig Mitchell. Do you know how I met Craig? Well, I'll tell you. I actually met Craig at a gig.
Right, okay.
But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. I watched Craig at the Bedford in Ballon. He was a very good audience member.
Nice.
5 stars at The Guardian. Adrian Mostone.
Okay.
He's from South Africa.
Is he?
He's in that their gang with that JP Dupree's and someone who we may be mentioning shortly. Would you like to know how we met, though?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. We were both herding African pygmy goats in the Maluti foothills when one of my goats bit the tail off one of Paul's goats. He wrote this.
Okay.
I added, it was a bit like the Rolf Harris classic Two Little Boys, except that Adrian did indeed leave me and the goats crying. Werner Poo shirt. He's wearing a poo shirt.
He's
our favourite. He's wearing a poo shirt. He's Werner Paquette, he's probably called. Werner Paquette or something.
It is a poo special.
Which is nice to know how we met, though.
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Paul found it very funny when he discovered that a translation of Werner's full name into sensible was wearing a poo shirt and now sends him presents.
Nice.
That's it, really. Not inspirational this week, but then we're not, are we?
No.
It's just crap.
But the music's alright.
The music's fantastic. Keep listening. It'll get funny because I'll get all excited about Endorse It before long. It was brilliant. If I can hold my thumb. Right, Tone, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations over the past couple of weeks. I've had about maybe 4 or 5, so thank you. But I still need more because it will dry up if you don't send it.
There's
so much cream I can buy for my
I've got one next week
twat.
For me. I might even do it this week. I might be the twat.
Do it next week.
Alright.
Yeah.
Got that bit right.
Timing.
Still got the old magic.
There you go. This week's twat's from Fat Boy, but if you do have one to nominate, email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Twat's
name,
on.
Where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. Yeah, and your poo covered trousers.
It's not poo, it's mud.
This is from Fat Boy. Hey up, Manly. Sorry to hear your twat's dried up. I have some cream for that, by the way. Yeah. Anyway,
cream for his thumb.
Had to tolerate one this weekend, so here goes. Spent the weekend on a stag.
I've just done myself in the mic again.
She's done by now.
Sorry.
Spent the weekend on a stag doing Wales, camping and surfing. Met you in punchlines. After getting the tent up on Friday, which was the only action I had that night, we all chilled out with some beers and a curry. Key had just made the curry from scratch on a camp stove.
How can you chill out with a curry?
I don't know.
You'll make a whole poo world.
On a camp stove. Impressive. Any road. This tuppy pipes up about how we should go to the charity shop the next day and each of us gets a turn to spend. Whatever you get, we wear when we hit the bars and clubs in Swansea that night.
Oh, that's dangerous.
I think it's quite a good idea. Anyway. But as not everyone was immediately buying the idea, he then spent a full hour extolling the virtues of his master plan.
Extolling.
Oh, sorry. If that's anything goes on this show, we're all right. the virtues of his master plan before finally disappearing to get some beer. An hour later, I goes for a leak to find the bastard had got some fucker out of bed to explain his witty idea and verbally beat the poor guy into submission. Sometime later, I fucks off to bed, only to be awakened half an hour later by the smacktard still rattling on about it. He finally retired when I suggested he shut up about the fucking charity shop. Must be in the tone of my voice. Spent a great morning drowning on Saturday. Fat blokes don't surf well. Got some lunch in the pub.
Fat blokes don't surf. Now there's a film. I thought I'd seen it all with White Men Can't Jump, but Fat Blokes Don't Surf, yeah. That's a film I'd pay to watch.
And I see the aforementioned Tuppy in the next pub, and straight away he's on about the bloody child shop gig. Needless to say, I put him straight and explained that if he wanted to wear a dress, he should just do it. No child shop needed, but for spending 5 hours rattling on about it on Friday, still bending me fucking ear about it the next day, nearly making me break my fist with his head, for it was that bad, and clearly being a homosexual transvestite who's not man enough to fess up to it. Trev from down south is a twat. Cheers, fat boy. Cheers, fat boy.
Cheers, fat boy.
As always.
Cheers, fat boy.
Yeah.
How many ways can we say cheers, fat boy? Oh, yeah. Can you just do the thing down?
Certainly can.
Yeah, all right. Go on, then.
So, Trev from down south
is a twat. He's not the biggest twat in the south. I am.
Okay.
But I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
How do you keep a moron in suspense? Tell you later.
Okay.
I got someone with my shores.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Those of you, some of you may well know that I try this a lot, and it's worth everybody trying it. And if you go to a bar this week, just try it. Whoever you speak to in the bar, if they say they're going to a foreign country, just say to them, watch out for those shores. We'll demonstrate how it works.
Okay.
So, Tone, you be the person who's going to end up having to do it, all right?
Okay.
All right. You have to tell me you're going to.
I'm off to Ibiza next week.
Oh, yeah? Watch out for those shores.
What shores?
Thanks very much, have a pint of life.
Hey!
And that's how it works. It's as simple as that, but it's really, really effective. And it does work, and they do normally buy you a drink. I got it twice, two nights consecutively. Stand-up comics that should know better. So basically, just so people get the idea, we'll give them another example.
Okay. I'm off to the Balearics next week.
Are you really? Watch out for those shores.
What shores?
I'll have a gin and tonic. Hey, that's how it works. Do you think everybody's learned it now?
Probably.
Do you think they probably learned it after the first one? But I'm just a child and I have cheered up noticeably. In spite of that, I've managed to roll a cigarette. This hurt thumb I've got, I couldn't roll the paper properly.
Right.
I'm going to cut down.
You still managed it?
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Needs must, eh?
I'm dedicated. I'm not a quitter. Right, should we play the next song?
Yeah.
Dolium Tone, what do you reckon?
Nice.
Good, isn't it? That is from the EP El Vampiro Attack. And thank you very much to Manila PR for sending you that. They're on your friends, aren't they? They send all sorts. They're good, actually. The girls up there are good. I said to them, look, don't send me anything that we're not going to play, right? So they asked my permission to send me things.
Really?
They said, can you have a list of this and can we send you it? I went, yes, of course, girls.
Oh.
They're all ever so nice. One of them I called Young Lady. She liked that.
did she?
Yeah, I can't. I won't say which one in case they're listening, but she's obviously 70.
Ah.
Right, Tony, what I want to know is, what is Dolium's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Dolium.
It is. Well done. It's probably been the internet too. Tony won. That's She Can't Stake My Heart, which is track two of the four tracks. It's great. The Elvin Vampiro Attack EP, do you know what the first track's called?
No.
You've Got Holes.
Nice.
You've Got Holes, She Can't Stake My Heart, Oh Lord, I See No Reflection, and Coffin in the Coffin Edit, and it's good. It's a good EP. A little bit different for us. We're playing very, very varied music this week, Tom. Something for everybody.
Okay.
Or perhaps nobody. Anyway, shall I tell you a little bit about GoDaddy? Because I don't imagine you've even had a chance to look at it, have you?
Not one chance at all.
Well, essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hostings, SSL certificates, which are
sales,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So I did that a bit American. So all you will be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site. And do you know what? With this music on, I should have done a Barry White there, shouldn't I? Easy podcasting. Big pardon. Oh, God, I'm making a mess of this as well. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 NICA. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because they're exchange rate, baby.
Oh, very nice. That's the sexiest pirate you've ever done.
Thank you very much.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Can you talk for a bit?
Okay. If you have got iTunes installed, please make sure you are subscribed to the show. It's still the best way to listen to us. And it's the best way you can do to help us out. Is to subscribe and review us. So
little
easiest
click
way
there
is go to the familiar iPod click. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left-hand side, there's an iTunes link. Hit that. You'll be taken to our music store page on iTunes, where you can subscribe. You can download all the shows back to April 2006. Wow. Free of charge.
People do want to get back further than that, don't they? We get inquiries from people saying, can you just... What, we want to hear your first show. You don't.
You don't.
Although saying that, I mean...
The 3CR track was class.
They have some value. The early shows, just to see how far we've come. Although saying that, this one might as well be the first one where we bloody carrying on.
Yeah.
What fucking carry on?
Yeah, 3 years.
Was that? Did we play that on the first one?
I think so.
What fucking carry on? What fucking carry
on? I think
that
was the last song we played.
Was it?
Ooh, matron. Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to dig that out. We ought to play that
15th
again.
15th of July 2005. Or something.
Tony, you autist.
Excellent driver.
Yeah, I'm an excellent driver.
If I've got a screwdriver.
That was actually freaky. I wasn't expecting that. 15th July 2005. It was a Thursday.
Excellent summer. Excellent. It probably was. It was probably a Tuesday. Anyway.
What day would it be? Yeah, Tuesday, I suppose.
Tuesday, we pre-record.
Yeah. Not now. Super live.
No.
Not like super live.
So you review us on iTunes and subscribe to the show. 5 stars only, and we'll read your reviews out.
We need them as well. We really do. If you can... particularly if you're in the UK, if you can give us a... because we're slipping down the UK iTunes chart and we don't like that. And basically, reviews will move us back up. So if you want to do us a favour, don't review this week's show.
No.
Okay, shit. The music's good, but they're idiots.
It's the poo special.
It is the poo special and it's a load of shit. Anyway, Tony, thank you for that.
That's okay.
I'm going to save it now. I'm going to save this show right now with the next track. This band sent us... this CD out the fucking blue. Convoy. Not OY, OI. Convoy. Do you know what this is, mate? This is country covers of punk songs and punk covers of country songs. And it shows up Hayseed Dixie for the lightweight fuck ups they are.
Yep.
This is just brilliant. Get the album's called Husband Hunting. Get it. Now, we did. I had an issue. Somebody, what was it? The Dangerous Close track we played.
Right.
Bottle to the Ground.
Mm.
Is a NoFX cover.
Is it?
Yeah. Didn't know that. So we're letting that go.
Okay. Didn't know that.
And this track is a tribute to The Clash.
Right.
Do you get my drift here?
I get your drift.
You get my drift here. I've told Convoy we'd have to dress it up as such. What one knows, Tony? What is Convoy's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/convoy.
How are you spelling convoy?
C-O-N-V-O-I.
You're damn right, Tone. It's probably the internet
damn
too.
Tony's right.
Too. Yeah, you're going to win this week. I know you are. Oh, my thumb. This is a tribute to The Clash. It's the most unlikely thing, a bit like something I've ever heard, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got any of them guacamoles?
Magnificent.
And not at all similar.
Hey?
Not at all similar.
Oh, now what have I done? There we go. Got it right. Get in. That's Mustang Lightning. Yeah, that sounds like nothing I've ever heard.
Nope.
No, I don't. That doesn't sound like a cover to me.
Doesn't.
No. Their cover of Holidays in the Sun is different class. Get this out. And their cover of Too Drunk to Fuck is hilariously brilliant.
I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah, just do buy it. It's called Husband Hunting. And add them on MySpace and say thank you. Just add on MySpace and say thank you for giving us this brilliant CD. It has been that and Roachy and the Sarnos have been on a loop in the Homer's Lodge.
Okay,
absolutely superb. And Roachy and Sarnos, finally, I'm doing the interview with them, and I've got the CD sent. So brilliant.
Ah, cool.
Do that a little bit later. Right now, though, I just want to just have a little chat out with you about if I've got this here. Have I? Yes. Right now. I can't remember why I want to read this. Oh yeah, this is from Ian, who I accuse him of being as thick as pig shit.
Yeah.
He says, I'd like to make an apology for this. He emailed this to me, paulieb@punkyradio.com.
Okay.
I'd like to make an apology for taking up a lot of time on the show that could have gone to people with better things to say. I really am. He's ever so apologetic. I don't care if you read out this part or not, but please don't read out the rest. Oh, that's what I'm going to read out now. I've only just realised that. Regarding my brother, the twat, his name is pronounced Ely. It's short for Elijah.
Ely.
Oh, Eli, he means. Eli. Whatever we call him. Regarding my flip-flopping about whose accent is better, your accent is better, but Tony's accent is funnier. Ha ha, I won. Right. Regarding you calling me thick as pig shit, I'm not offended. I was for a minute, though. I find it hilarious. I explained to my friends what had happened and showed them the email, and they all thought it was hilarious, too. We've started shouting it at each other in our best British accents. It's just fantastic. Ian, I love you, man. I just, thanks to me insulting him, and him and his mates are now no doubt shouting, pip, pip, cheerio, you're as thick as pig shit. Oh, like, it's just brilliant. I'd love
you could be like Paulie B and be angry too.
Yeah, just do a rubbish English accent and call yourselves thick as pig shit. You'll love it. Mustang Lightning, by the way, right there. Okay. Yeah, so that's that. Thank you very much, Ian. I'm sorry I read that when you asked me not to, but I think we're all glad I did.
That's all right.
So I went to endorse it, Tone.
I just went to endorse it. Was any good?
You went to Dorset. I went to on Saturday. It had been raining, man. It was a third world situation.
Yeah.
like a refugee camp. Got there, it was just completely muddied in, but what a brilliant festival it is. It's just so fantastic. Mm. The comedy tent was a little bit pants this year.
Okay.
Because there were too many people. There was too much other good stuff on, so it wasn't very... Well, it was really good on Friday and Saturday. Sunday, there weren't many in.
Right.
But I was competing with Alabama 3.
Yeah.
So, and they weren't far away. Their stage right. wasn't far away, so you could tell everyone was down. I could hear them while I was on stage. Mm. I fancied going down there, I'll be honest
quite
with you.
Quite like Alabama 3.
But also on the bill, Nigel Lewis and the Zorchmen, who were fantastic. The Highliners, who were different class, and we might be able to play some of their new stuff soon.
Cool.
Because I had a chat with Luke, the lead singer, on the bus late right. on. I'm afraid I've already sent him an email of apology. So okay. I'm not sure what we talked about, but this was the gist. This is what I wanted to happen. And Goldblade headlined the Desmond Dekker tent. Excuse me. And were just terrific. And it was odd. They ended up with, like, because it's a real family festival.
Right.
At one point, there was Goldblade and about 15 kids on stage with them, just jumping about like nutters. It's really, really
good.
Well,
it's the kind of music that, yeah.
It's perfect
it works
for them.
For, yeah.
It's perfect. And John Robinson, such a good show.
Yeah.
The Highliners were great, though, I do have to say. They were absolutely brilliant. But Goldblade. Oh, and I was responsible for their uncle.
Nice. What did they do?
Because, also, John Robbie's, I'm on the front row, hammered, glass of red wine in hand. Does sound familiar? And he comes out in the crowd. I don't think he recognised me. But he went down the crowd going, do you believe in the power, you know, do you believe in power rock and roll?
Yeah.
He goes, do you believe? And he's going to everyone in turn, do you believe? And they go, yeah. And he goes to the next one, do you believe? Yeah. Do you believe? Yeah. And he gets to me, just sticks the mic in my face, doesn't recognise me at all, goes, do you believe? I went, yes, John, I absolutely do. And Bentley was at the back of the tent, heard me say it. Everyone recognised my voice. Yeah. No, I was Paulie B up to now on the front row ruining John's song. Right, when it got to the end of the gig, they're saying, John Moore, yeah, he came out. He said, right, what should we do? And I went, mutiny.
Nice. Right?
And he went, hang on, our album's not out yet. How do you know about that? I went, I've got it. Well, how can you? I said, I've got it off your label. He's still not recognising me. The rest of the band are going, yeah, it's Paulie B, John. And I went, mutiny. And the rest of the band went, good idea. We meant to have it on the set list. He went, all right then. So nice. They did mutiny for the encore, and it was fantastic. And half the crowd knew it, so clearly they've been doing it live for a while, etc. Okay. And everyone's singing it along. I was screaming it. But what I was actually saying was I was shouting, let's take a shit for the mutiny. Couldn't stop myself. The rest were singing, let's take a shit, but you know me. It's a great song. I'm going to play them again next week. Fuck it.
Okay.
We'll have another Goldblade next week. Because I asked them, I said to them, do you mind about the fact that we've already played a couple off the album? They went, go for it, man.
Yeah.
We love you playing our stuff. Wasn't fair enough. Brilliant. Hello, Keith, by the way.
Cool.
Keith. Nice man, Keith.
On a party theme, I've done my last gig with El Draco.
Have you?
I quit the band, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
What, just because...
Time.
Work commitments.
Time, yeah.
You should have disbanded alcohol. Kept going with... Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, well, the bassist left anyway, because he's gone to university, and the new bassist, he left. So it was like, I'm just going to go now.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, they're going to carry on, I think, but I've left.
Can we play another El Draco track
probably.
Next week? Can we play that next week?
Yeah.
All right, brilliant.
One way or another, we can do it, yeah.
Excellent. We'll play another... Right, because what haven't we played yet?
Oh, there's that Changing the Watch we haven't played, I think. The one your favourite off it.
My favourite. What did we play?
We played Yo-Ho-Ho.
Yo-Ho-Ho. We'll play Changing the Watch next week.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. To say bye to you and El Draco. It's the greatest band that never was.
There you go.
As it turns out. absolute fabulous band live.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Shit, I've got really confused now. I better play the next one.
Train.
the People's Republic of Mercia tone.
It's been a while since I heard them.
And this is the semi-show. They sent me a lovely note. Well, they sent us. Okay. They said, hi, Punky. Time for playing our tunes. Here's our new single. Be seeing you, Prom.
Brilliant.
People's Republic of Mercia. Brilliant. And it's really nice. Again, you know, I like them anyway. Yeah. I think I described them as being a little bit reminiscent of Eddie and the Hot Rods.
Yeah.
And then next thing we knew, they were supporting Eddie and the Hot Rods. I'm not saying that we sorted that out. I'm sure it's pure coincidence.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love the news. Well done, boys. I love it. I'm sorry, I've just put the thing down. I was trying to...
Okay. What was it called?
Here we go. People's Republic of Mercia.
All right. No track name.
The track was The Guard, which is track one. Was that what you were after then?
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. There's three tracks on it. The Guard, Likes of You and Me, and Much Too Slow. And I have to say, People's Republic of Mercia, you've used the wrong form of two there. T-O. It should be T-O-O.
Ah.
Sort that out.
I get confused with where and where, as in W-H-E-R-E.
You're not alone.
Mm.
You're not alone, mate.
Ah, well.
Not where and were, or where and
where,
where, wearing.
Where and were.
W-H-E-R-E and W-E-R-E.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You want to have a think about that, don't you?
I do.
Basic English.
Yep. Well, I'm basic.
And English.
And English, but yeah. I still don't get it.
Oh, I've done enough. If it was basic, you'd be all right.
Yeah.
I bet that's one of your favourites, isn't it? Basic. One of your favourite languages.
What is your basic?
I am trilingual.
Yeah.
I'm fluent in English, basic, HTML.
Visual Basic, C Sharp, I've got them all, you know.
C Sharp?
Yeah,
C Sharp. It's a chord, isn't it?
It is. It's also a rather nice little language.
Even I actually, here you go, the three chord trickster here.
Yeah?
I play C Sharp 7.
Really?
Done a couple of songs, yeah.
Wow.
Check my bad self.
It's very nice.
C Sharp 7, mate.
Major or minor?
Open. Open.
Okay.
C Sharp 7, it'll be major.
Okay.
I think. I didn't know there was a difference. I thought I was being clever there, and you found
me.
All right. It's C with an extra... With your little two fingers
and the middle one missing.
No. It's C with your little finger on the second to bottom one, I think, or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not the bar chord version.
No, of course. No, I played it open, I said.
Yeah.
Okay. C-sharp 7.
Yep.
Yeah, open. Well done, me. Sorry about that. Got really excited.
You're all geeky about programming languages and then guitar chords.
I know.
What are the two things I know.
What a great show this is. However, I can get it back on track by telling you what I'm doing this weekend.
Okay.
Because I'm doing Bristol Jonglers.
Cool.
So get along. And on Sunday, that's Friday, Saturday, and on Sunday I'm doing Beautiful Days Festival. I'm going to be doing the Little Big Top 10. Okay. It's the Levelers Festival. Don't ask.
Oh, right. Oh, dear.
I don't like them, but I'll take their money.
Fair enough.
revenge for the kettle.
Yeah,
that's why I've done it. Revenge for the kettle. This is it. I hadn't thought of that. It'll be great. Once I've done this festival, I can go back to liking them.
Cool.
Excellent. Oh, well done, the Levelers. I can like them now, can't I?
Yeah.
Because they're paying me to go to their festival.
Yeah.
Well done. Do you know what? I'm going to buy my mate Sid lives in Cornwall now. Hasn't spoken to me in years. Not technically, not my mate anymore, really, I suppose. Right. We had a bit of a falling out after I dropped him in the puddle when he got his PhD. Have I told you about that?
No.
Well, he's called Patrick Foster.
Right.
I have told you this, I'm sure.
Have you?
And he got a PhD, so he became Dr. Foster.
Yeah.
So me and the other lads in the hat bundled him in the car, drove him to Gloucester and dropped him in the puddle. Left him. Haven't spoken to me since.
No.
But he maybe will speak to me when I buy him a kettle
and
send it to Cornwall. That'll be really funny, won't it? I'll buy him out a kettle out of the money the Levelers give me.
Yeah.
I'll try and get him to take a photograph.
Cool.
Of him holding the kettle going. I might even write on the kettle, the Levelers paid for this.
There you go.
It all comes round. It all comes out in a wash, doesn't it?
It's fine.
What goes around comes around.
Where's that festival?
Near where is it? Ottery St Mary, which is between Exeter and Honiton.
Okay.
And for reasons that I'll probably go into next week now.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm on the train.
Okay.
However, Roachy and the Sarnos, Lord Herbert Sarongster, who I bumped into, this has all gone a bit mad, hasn't it? But I bumped into him at the Psychobilly meeting in Spain. We're going festival crazy.
Yeah.
And I did an interview with him, and it's a really good interview, and it was quite heartfelt. I've actually edited it down quite a lot.
Okay.
I've cut out some of the really heartfelt stuff because it got full on. It got really intense.
Oh,
we were both clearly on one at that
emoting point.
We were emoting, yeah. But it's a fantastic interview. It's a really interesting interview. It's not hilarious. It's like, right, actually, this is a proper interview. When I wasn't drunk, or too drunk,
yeah,
I asked proper questions. He gave proper answers. Oh, no, can you believe it? And straight after we played it, we're going to play a Roach and Sano's track of his choosing.
Okay.
Which I've got right as well.
Cool.
Just brilliant. What I want to know is, what is Roachy and the Sarnos' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Roachy and the Sarnos.
It is. You've cool. been... Oh, I didn't ask you about the People's Republic of Mercia.
Ah.
What's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ prom music?
No, the People's Republic of Mercia. Get in. Okay. Right, brilliant. So, yeah, they were too long. So we shared it, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've done it 3-all. So.
Yeah.
We've done it 3-all. Brilliant. That's nice, isn't it? I'm glad we've had a draw. Kind of... Everything's come out in the wash a bit. Sorry, I've been so spectacularly unfunny this week. However, the Roach and the Sarnos album, we talk about it in the interview, but I want to just tell you, now, it's fucking brilliant. It's called The Golden Dawn.
Okay.
I've got a copy right here, and, mate, it's just different class. The first time I heard it, I went, oh, that's interesting. And the second time I heard it, I went, oh, that's just brilliant. Secret Sarno, we will be playing at some... We might play that next week as well. We're playing the first track this week. Roachy will tell you all about it.
Okay.
And, yeah, do you want to just get rid of that bed and we'll do the interview? And he's going to tell you about it now.
Paulie B, Punky Radio, now joined by Lord Herbert Sarongster, having just watched Roachy and the Sarnos for the first time in nearly 25 years. How hard is it for you to do the songs that you did all those years ago? Because does it feel like we're going through this again, or does it feel like fucking nice one? There's a load of new people out.
It feels exactly the same as it did 25 years ago. Is that I'm just up there doing it because I enjoy it.
Now
I don't actually do anything really very much different from what I was doing all that time ago. It's just that. I basically get on stage, and if the audience want me to go with it, then I'll go with it in a certain direction. If they don't, I'll ad lib. If I don't know how to ad lib, then I'll just try and be, I'll be myself within the song, you know. And when we first started, a lot of people say, you know, about the whole sort of psychobilly scene and everything else, that, you know, certain people invented the genre. You know, the genre just evolved, so it wasn't invented by any one particular band. Sorts of bands doing all sorts of different stuff. It's like pastiche on rockabilly, or you know, rockabilly with a bit of punk, or you know, Demented Old Go. I mean, the stuff that they do, you know, which is borderline insanity, you know. So it all comes from there.
Over the festival, while I've been here, we both loved Klingons last night.
Yeah.
And they actually, I thought they almost ruined it for the rest of the bands, because there was such a massive performance. This evening, I've seen Roachy and the Sarnos walk on, and I've seen you do something completely different to what everyone else is offering this weekend.
You know what's really funny about Klingons last night is, like, that Stranger came up to me and tonight he just said, you know, you're one of my heroes. I mean, can you believe that? That's an amazing thing. And he hugged me last night. Can I hug you? In the dressing room. And I'm like, yeah, of course you can. Yeah,
but I've watched Pitt from Granabats doing wheelies backstage, going, can I get a photo of that? He went, yeah, of course.
Pitt,
I'm really...
I haven't seen Pitt for 20-odd years. And since the, since the Club Foot days, I haven't seen him since then. And he's just like... Great show tonight, really loved it. And I said, well, I've warmed them up for you, you know.
Now, you have a new album out. It's been out for 2-3 months.
Yeah, it's called The Golden Dawn. It was going to be called We Speak in Shapes. It is an album that is coming from quite a difficult place. You know, a lot of people have said it's very dark, it's very mysterious, it's very melancholy. We're not sure if we liked it, you know, etc., etc.
It's not what I was expecting.
No, I don't think it's what a lot of people were expecting at all. Some people think it's brilliant, other people think it's they can't put it on, you know, and they can't listen to it.
But it rocks.
And it rocks, yeah, it rocks. There's certain tracks on it that I think really kick ass, and certain tracks we can do live, certain tracks we can't. You know, we're just trying to find the sort of the right... medium. We're trying to find the right environment for all these songs, you know, as you know, harking back to sort of like nostalgia, you know, everyone says, you know, we want to talk about, you know, the old band and the way you were 25 years ago. But, you know, I was 21 when I did most of that.
You've done something else.
I'm now 46, you know, there's a lot of water under the bridge since then, you know.
Well, if there was one track off the album I could play, what would it be?
Off the new album?
Yeah.
It would be The Loneliness of Cars.
The loneliness of cars, hanging around bars. The comfort of my youth is wrapped up in the truth. All the world is better now, I wear a woman's sweater. All the world is better now, I wear a woman's sweater. All the world is better now, I wear a woman's sweater, yeah. The loneliness of heels and 7,000 deals. The feelings that I get aren't over yet. All the world is better now, we're all in sweater. All the world is better now, we're all in sweater. All the world is better now, we're all in sweater, yeah. The loneliness of space is written on my face. The loveliness of time is becoming yours and mine. Nothing could be sweeter than to be a woman either. Nothing could be sweeter than to be a woman either. All the world is better now, we're a woman sweater, yeah. Nothing could be finer, possessing a vagina. Nothing could be greater, just holding her tomato. Nothing could be sweeter than to be a woman either. Nothing could be sweeter than to be a woman either. Nothing could be sweeter than to be a woman either. Nothing could be sweeter than to be a woman either, yeah.
I just knotted myself with the mic again.
What are you doing that for?
Because I'm an idiot, Tony.
Oh, okay.
That's the main reason. Paul B. Edwards is a twat. You'll find out about that next week. Roger Sarno's, that is The Loneliness of Cars. He wanted me to play that track.
Okay.
It's not the best one on the album, in my opinion.
Right.
But it's still fucking great. It gives you an idea of how good the album is. And the album, it's really nicely paced, the album. And the tracks are different. Half the tracks sound like that.
Yeah.
And then half of them are completely different. Acoustic numbers. The second track on it, Marketplace, is just a crazy little Mexican number. Secret Sarno, as I say, I might play it next week. It's really slow and spooky. Yeah. It's just great, mate. I can't do the album and the man credit enough. Me and Lord Herbert Swongster got on very well. I think that interview comes across. We were in the same space at the same time. And it was just great. And we've only been in touch a little bit through MySpace. But when I go up to Edinburgh, I might be going up to Edinburgh in a couple of weeks' time.
Cool.
And, in fact, I probably will be. And I will try and meet up with him if he's there. I'll take you for a beer. Because he's one top lad. And they are a brilliant band. If you can track down their first album, Understanding Sarno, you're in for a rare treat.
Right.
If you can get both of them. Because they're 22 years apart.
All right.
And as he says in the interview, a lot of water under the bridge in that time. Anyway, do vote for us. Everything you normally do.
Yeah,
I've had it this week, haven't I? I'm sorry, I've been such an appalling mess. Undoubtedly, next week's show will be brilliant. That seems to be how it's going these days, isn't it?
Probably. Last week's show was brilliant.
Last week's show was fantastic. I listened to it twice.
Did you?
I listened to our own show twice. It was that good. So that kind of makes up for this week's shoddiness. And the music's all over the place as well this week. But let's face it, you've had everything you could possibly want out of a show. We're still better than everyone else.
Yeah.
Even when we're shit.
Yeah. And it always turns out better than we think.
Yeah, don't we normally ask people to do something now? I don't know.
Don't think so.
Say poo a lot.
Say poo a lot.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poo. I'll poo. Oog. Joke at the end.
Oh, but you can't, yeah.
He pulls it back right at the end.
Say poo a lot. Oh, poo. I didn't realise straight away. Brilliant. I say poo a lot.
Yeah. It is the poo special.
I'm writing a new song about poo.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, it was about bum sex, actually.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about it?
You did in the car today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's been a long day. Might sing it next week.
Cool.
It's an idea, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I could get a guitar out and we could...
Yeah.
We could do it.
All right.
Unveiled.
Okay.
Oh, it's... blimey, it's Raw. I don't think I've even written a tune for it. I'd have to get on with this.
Well, Poo's a different band.
Oh, yeah. Bye.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.